Today is a particularly difficult day for me. I thought I'd escaped it, but clearly I didn't. Yesterday was a friend's birthday. He would have been 41 years old, but he died last year. He was significantly depressed. Everybody knew it. He was reaching out for help. People tried, but clearly the efforts were not successful. And he died pretty tragically, pretty gruesome. But yesterday would have been his birthday. His birthday and mine fall within the same month, fall within the same week. And his name is also the name of a very dear friend of mine. So I was always conscious of, moments in his life. We weren't particularly close, as in intimately close, but our families were close, our network intertwined very deeply. And so we were always aware and conscious of each other's lives, always wishing and wanting the best for each other. And I thought I was okay yesterday, probably because I kept busy, but this morning I find that I'm fighting back tears because this man died because he did not know that he was loved. He did not know that he was valued. He wanted the love of one particular person, but didn't realize that he was loved by so many and loved by her as well. And so I'm sad and I'm reflective. And I'm wishing that he was still here. And trying to figure out, is it really real that he's gone? Because I just can't, There's certain functions that you go to when you expect that he's gonna show up with his, quirky, unconventional self, and that will be good. And it'll be good to see him and catch up and, hear him tell a little quirky joke. But it was him. Like, it was who he was, and it was cool. He didn't need to be anybody else. But this death has hit me harder than any death I've experienced, harder than my grandparents, harder than any others, because I think he's so close in my age, and because I think I understand being surrounded and shrouded in sadness that you're fighting that can't go away. I get it. I just wish his story were mine. I wish he got what I got the peace that I got to be able to move on and to move forward and to have a life after depression. And that's what's so hard. But his aunt said something at the funeral that sticks with me, and that is to give roses while you're alive. At his funeral, people had such nice things to say about him. And I know he didn't know. So, if you're hearing this, if anyone's hearing this, if I listen back to this in the future, that it is important for your people to know how you feel about them while they can still hear it.